The Ministry of Labor is investigating the death of a worker at Algoma Steel. Details about the incident are scarce. At this point, it is not clear where the man was when he died, or whether he was a plant employee or a contract worker. Right now, it's under investigation by the ministry, said Mike Duprat, the president of United Steelworkers Local 2251, in a phone interview with Sue Today. I've got my health and safety chair there and a health and safety representative from the area, and the ministry is conducting private interviews. Duprat was briefed about the tragic news late Thursday afternoon. It absolutely is devastating, said Duprat, whose union represents 2,000 hourly employees. And that is why we have been fighting so hard and so long to get our health and safety program back on track. In an email to Sue Today, a spokesperson for the Ontario Ministry of Labour, Immigration, Training and Skills Development would not confirm that a worker died at the plant. A ministry inspector has been assigned and is en route to the scene, the email said. We are unable to confirm further details at this time. Brenda Stenta, Algoma Steel's communications manager, has yet to reply to a request for comment. Duprat declined to discuss the incident in detail, saying he wants to learn more about the facts first. I would rather reserve that for a statement that I'm going to make in a day or two, he said. Algoma Steel has long proclaimed that health and safety is the company's number one priority, with the ultimate goal being zero workplace injuries. At Algoma, we believe in safety without compromise, Michael Garcia, the president and CEO, told investors during a conference call last year. Sue Today.